This is New England Public Media. Among the state legislative seats being contested in Tuesday's Massachusetts Democratic primary is the Hamden Senate District, which includes West Springfield and parts of Springfield and Chicopee. The race pits a five-term incumbent against a three-term city councilor. New England Public Media's Kari Njiri reports.
First elected in 2010, Jim Welch of West Springfield is currently the longest-serving state senator from Western Massachusetts. Adam Gomez has been on the Springfield City Council since 2016, representing the North End, downtown, and other neighborhoods. During an online forum last week sponsored by the group Mass Vote, differences emerged between the two over a police reform bill, which remains stalled on Beacon Hill, particularly over qualified immunity, which protects officers and other public officials from lawsuits. Welch says he opposes fully eliminating qualified immunity, but
in terms of limiting qualified immunity, it's certainly something that I'm open to.
Welch says more needs to be done to screen out potential employees who might have issues, such as the Minnesota officer accused of killing George Floyd, who had several complaints lodged against him.
But I do not believe that somebody should be personally exposed for doing a job that we as a community, whether it's the state or a municipality, is asking them to do, as a representative of that community.
What I do not understand is the district with one of the nation's absolute worst offenders of police brutality, why our state senator would be one of the only Democrats to vote against that measure.
Gomez there is referencing years of investigations, criminal charges, and brutality settlements involving Springfield officers. He says he has family members working in law enforcement, and repealing qualified immunity, he says, would not prevent police from doing their job in good faith.
Our criminal justice system should be fair, and victims of police misconduct should have their day in court.
With no Republican candidates on the ballot this year, the winner in Tuesday's primary is virtually assured of claiming the Hamden District seat in November. In-person early voting for this and other races in Massachusetts ends today. For New England Public Media, I'm Kari Njiri.